Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Matlangu, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sam. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm super. I like the prophecy.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a good prophecy. I like it also, and I'm looking forward to the fulfillment, eh?
Sooner than you think.
Ah, fantastic. Great to hear that. We're continuing with the transformative power of God's grace. And of course, a key word in our subject for this week is transformative. And in today's conversation, we want to cover and discuss what God's grace can and should transform in our lives. Now, what is the purpose of grace, Pastor Matlangu?
The purpose of grace is to save us from sin, transform us into the image of Christ, and empower us to live a life of obedience and service. That's grace, to transform us, to change us. And when we are changed, we are not going to sit, but we are having that transformative grace that is going to empower us to live a life of obedience, and not only obedience, but also of service, to go out and tell other people that there is a God who can save us from sin, transform us from this wrong, and give us a second chance in life. There are some people who are struggling out there with certain tendencies, with certain things that are injuring them, certain things that are making life difficult for them. And we are saying they need grace upon their lives. Somebody is struggling with drugs. Somebody is struggling with promiscuity. Somebody is struggling with abuse. And we're saying there is need for grace, and that grace, when it comes into their lives, it will transform them, it will change them. And when they are changed, when they are transformed, they are not going to sit down. They can go out and tell other people that I met Jesus who transforms and changes people's lives. Mm. That is the purpose of grace.
Mm. Now, when we say God's grace is transformative, what exactly are we referring to there? What is being transformed by grace?
We are talking about the process of sanctification, where God's grace enables us to overcome sin, develop Christ-like character, and become more like Him. You're looking at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. Where we are saying, it is now God working in me. I have now been transformed. I have now been changed. I'm no longer the same person that I was yesterday. I am now able to overcome the challenges that I was having yesterday. I am no longer a drug addict. I've been transformed. I've been changed because God has transformed me into a Christ-like character. Remember, as we are right now, we have got the propensity to sin. We are inclined to sin. We have chances of sinning. And because we don't have Christ within us, and so we can continue to live a life of sin, where you say to yourself today, I don't want to sin. I have changed. I'm no longer the sinful man that I was.
Yep.
And before sunset, you find yourself doing the same wrong thing that you're saying you're running away from.
Mm.
So this is what we are saying. Transformative grace comes into us so that we can overcome sin, develop Christ-like character, and become more like Him. That is transformative grace.
And this transformative grace is a guarantee?
When you receive Christ, when you receive Jesus Christ, you are guaranteed to have the transformative grace. Paul writes and says, I am crucified with Christ. It's no longer I living, but Christ living in me. Whenever Christ lives in you, you are a changed person. You are no longer the same again. Remember the demoniac. He had been struggling with demons for so many years. And when Christ came into his life, he was changed instantly.
Mm.
And he says to Jesus, I want to follow you. And Jesus says, No. Go to your people and talk to them. The Bible says he went to more than 10 cities ministering because Christ He had transformed him from a demoniac to a herald of the good news. So yes, there is guarantee that when Christ comes in you, there is transformation of life. There is a change of life. Whenever you've been struggling with sin, Christ has come in you. He comes to change your life to something better than you were before.
Now, this transformation, which is brought about this grace, is it visible to the transformed individual? Is it visible to the people around this person? Or is it something that is private between this person and God?
The transformation brought about by grace may be visible to others.
Okay.
But it is primarily a private matter between the individual and God. There are some things, of course, there are some changes that we expect to see. If you are saying, I was a drug addict and God has been merciful to me, he has transformed me and changed me, we will need to see the changes. You are no longer abusing drugs. Mm. You are no longer struggling with the tendencies. You are no longer even shaking or shivering because Christ has come in you. Medically, the hospitals have assisted you, and we are seeing the changes gradually or instantly.
Yep.
And we can say and actually attest to say, this one, the child of God has shown the changes.
Mm.
We also have baptism.
Yep.
Baptism is the sign that says, I am openly telling you, friends, that I am no longer living the life that I was yesterday. I am coming openly and I'm being baptized as a sign to say I've received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and I'm living a totally different life altogether.
Mm.
And for that reason, we are saying there is a physical transformation that we can see. We can also have the private one, where we see the joy, where we see the happiness, where you are saying you have the peace of mind. There are some people who have sleepless nights. They can't sleep because there are things that are wanting them. But when Christ has come into your life, you have a peace of mind. You can sleep peacefully. You can rest peacefully without facing any challenges. So yes, there's both the visible and the private part of the transformation of this grace we're talking about.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, if there's no transformation, for whatever reason, is that a reasonable indication that there has been no grace?
That's a very interesting one. Well, grace and transformation really go hand in hand. If
okay.
you look, for example, where Jesus Christ has shown grace to people's lives, there has been a transformation. So I would say, really, when we see the transformation, we need to admit that there's grace. Remember, the penalty for man is death. When Adam and Eve sinned, they failed before God. And when they failed before God, what remained was the penalty for sin.
Yeah.
Death was supposed to come upon them. So everyone is bound to die because of the sin that was committed before. But because we're saying God comes in and he says, I'm bringing Jesus Christ as a ransom for your lives, and this is grace.
Mm.
While we yet sinners, Christ died for us. So every one of us has grace manifested in our lives. There is nobody who can go about and say, I have a transformed life because I chose Jesus Christ. You have a transformed life because Jesus Christ chose you. He says in John chapter 15, I chose you. You did not choose me. So that is grace manifested in us. That while we are sinners, Christ comes to us and then he brings that grace upon us.
Mm.
So every one of us is grace manifested upon our lives. This is why the Bible says, even rain comes even to the evil one. It does not choose whether you are righteous or you are evil. It comes to everyone. So every one of us has an opportunity for grace. Whether you are a sinner or you are a saint, we all have an opportunity for grace. And that grace is the one that brings transformation to our lives.
But then there are people that may arguably have said to have never transformed. Yet you are saying that grace falls on every ground, whether you are a sinner or not. What of the people then that would not see transformation all in their lives? Because then it means that the grace hasn't worked, even though it's fallen there.
It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice.
Okay.
When you read the Bible in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20, Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock, and whoever hears my voice and opens, I will come in and I will dine with him." So people can choose. Somebody can say, "I don't want you, Jesus, in my life. I'm okay as I am. I have got, I will depend on my sustenance power. I'll sustain myself." And people have faith in themselves and they're saying they don't need Jesus Christ. And when that is happening, there's no transformation that is going to take place because you are struggling on your own. But when Jesus comes in your life, definitely, definitely transformation is going to take place. There is no way somebody can say, "I've received Jesus Christ in my life and no change has taken place." That can never happen. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters at once. It's either you serve mammon or you serve God. So you cannot sit on the fence and say, "I think I'm okay, but I'm not for the devil. I'm not for Christ." No, 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 no. That one doesn't work. There has to be somebody who occupies your life. There has to be. If God is not occupying your life, then the devil is occupying your life. So you cannot have none. You have to have one of each. And one of each will transform your lives for good or for bad.
Mm. Interesting, interesting. Well, Pastor, before I leave you, what is the word then that you'd want to leave us with us this afternoon as we let you go?
We have the transformative power that comes from Jesus Christ. When you choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He will transform your life. He will change your life. You cannot sit on the fence. It's either God is in your life or the devil is in your life. When God is in your life, grace has found you. We are going to see the transformation that is going to take place in your life. When the devil has found you, I don't know the opposite of grace. That is what is going to find you. And when it finds you, we are going to see the evil life. So you either have God or you have devil. You need to choose one. But I suggest that you choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior to transform you for a good. Do you want a peaceful night? Do you want a peaceful life? Do you want to live a life that is meaningful? Choose Jesus Christ. And when you have chosen Jesus Christ, you are going to show us a sign that says, "I want to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." That is a physical sign that shows us that you have chosen Jesus Christ. And you are going to have peace within you, a life that is meaningful because you have Jesus Christ in your life. May God bless each one of you and keep you. I think at this point, we may need to pray.
Yes,
so
yes,
that
please.
Someone may make a decision to make a choice, transformation, the transformation that they need in their lives. We are praying now.
All right.
To our God and to our Father who art in heaven, we are praying this afternoon. There are children who are listening this afternoon who are struggling with certain challenges and situations in their lives. Things are not okay. But we are asking that may grace locate them wherever they are so that you may handpick them, oh Father God, out of the miry clay of sin that they are in. They have got tendencies that they have tried by all means to break away from, but they continue to fall into the same problems. And for that reason, oh Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you may visit them and help them to overcome these challenges. May things be better for them. May we hear good testimonies that they have found Jesus Christ. May it not end there. May they be baptized in Jesus' name so that their lives may be meaningful. When you shall come to take us home, may we be found written in the book of life. For this our prayer of faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so, so much for your time. We'll connect again tomorrow at the same time and also at the same place.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.